Children, today we're going to read a prophecy. That means a promise of the Lord's coming. The Lord promised he was going to be born into the world. And then we're going to read how the Lord kept his promise. But first, do some of you have younger siblings in your family? Or maybe you have a friend who has a little baby brother or sister. Can you remember a time before your baby sister or brother or your friend's baby sister or brother was born? Can you remember a time like that? There was a time when they weren't born yet. And maybe your parents told you that we're going to have a baby. And that was fun to look forward to. And then the baby's born, and now he or she is here. And you can play with them and take care of them. Well, you can think about this in relation to the Lord's birth, because there was a time before the Lord was born. That was a long time ago that the Lord was born, but before that, there were thousands and thousands of years and lots of people who lived before the Lord was born into the world. And then at the perfect time, the Lord was born. He came into the world. And now, forevermore, the Lord is with us in the world. And we know him and he's with us. But before the Lord was born, what was it like for those people? It was kind of hard for them to picture who the Lord is because he hadn't come yet. And so the heavenly doctrine teaches us that it was like walking in darkness. Can you picture being in a dark, dark room? And it's not a room that you know. It's not at your house. It's some other place. And you have to walk from one side of the room to the other, and you can't see anything. What might happen?
You might trip over something.
Yeah, you could trip over something and fall and bonk your head. Yes? Yep, that's right. Well, it was like that for people before the Lord came because they didn't have very much light from heaven to see, where is the Lord leading me? Where does he want me to go? And so the Lord gave them prophecies. He gave them promises that I'm coming into the world, and when I come, this is what I'm going to do. And one of the things he promised is that he would bring us light. He would like turn the lights on in the room so we could see our way to heaven. So listen to this prophecy about the coming of the Lord. This was given more than 700 years before Jesus was born. A long time. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light has shined. For unto us a child is born. What child does it mean?
Lord.
That's right. It's Jesus. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God, Hero, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yes? It means the one who's in charge. He's the king. He rules over everything. Make sure everything goes well. Now, can you think of a Christmas story where it was night and it was dark, and then the Lord brought light? In fact, there was bright light all around. Do you know a story like that?
Yes.
That's right. Let me read that story to you. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night. It was dark. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory, that means the brightness, the light of heaven, shone round about them, and they feared with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings," that means good news, "of great joy which shall be to all the people, for to you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be the sign to you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory in the highest to God, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." So here's a picture of this angel coming to tell the shepherds about the birth of the Lord. You can see the angel who came first, and you can see the heavenly host, the heavenly army in the background, and you can see the bright light, the light of heaven that was shining all around the shepherds because the Lord was born. And why did the Lord bring this light? He brought it so there could be peace on earth, goodwill among men. He showed us how to live a good life. Can you think of another Christmas story where it was dark, but then there was a new special light in the sky that showed people how to find the Lord? The wise men, that's right. You remember the star which we have seen in the east? That's the one that showed them that the Lord was born. And it says, when the wise men saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. It made them very happy because they knew it was leading them to the Lord, and it did. Now, one of the things we can see from the prophecies, the promises of the Old Testament that came true in the New Testament, is that the Lord always keeps His promises. If the Lord makes a promise to us, you know He's going to keep it. And what is a promise that the Lord makes to all of us? Yes?
We can have food, clothes,
and shelter, not just in this world, but forever, right? Yes?
He promised Noah's story never to flood the earth again.
Yep, that's another promise. Very good. And the Lord promises most of all that He will bring us into heaven if we are willing to come. The Lord promises that He will show us, He will give light to us in our minds so we can tell that this is right and this is wrong. This is what I should do, this is what I should not do. He will give us that light in our minds, so we will know we won't walk in darkness. And He will give us the strength to do what's right and to not do what's wrong if we want Him to. When we do what's wrong, the Lord will give us the power to repent, to say, "Oh, I've done something wrong. I don't want to do that again," and then not do it anymore. In that way, the Lord will lead us to heaven. And in that way, the Lord will also lead us to have goodwill amongst all of our friends. We'll love each other as ourselves, the way the Lord wants us to. So the prophecy of the Lord's coming and bringing us light is so beautiful thing that teaches us and shows us who the Lord is and how we can live a good life. Amen.